Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric, a teacher with LSAT Demon. With me is Nathan Fox, co-founder of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast Thinking LSAT. We have an email from Simon.
Subject: score distribution on the final tests with Logic Games. Okay. We don't know what it's going to be, but Hi, Ben and Nathan. I've been studying with the LSAT Demon since October of 2023, and I am now scoring in the high 160s and low 170s after starting with a diagnostic score of 151.
Hell yeah.
Cool. Get greedy. Yeah, that's great. Looks like you're right around a 20-point improvement. That happens a lot for people who have diagnostics in the 150 anythings. Great job so far, Simon. I am consistently minus two or higher in LG, and I am starting to miss zero more frequently. On the topic of games, do you think the overall population of test takers who choose to take the April and June tests will be significantly more capable of scoring competitively in Logic Games than on previous administrations? In other words, with an incentive to take the LSAT while it still has games, will the scoring scale for games become more aggressive? Thanks. Nah, they scale the test based on how difficult they think that test is. So it never matters who you're competing against. And they're certainly not going to like them. They set the scoring scale before the test even comes out, as I understand it. So They're not going to, maybe I'm wrong about that, but I think that's what they do.
Yep.
I would be exceptionally surprised if they ever thought about the likely who's going to be taking this test and let's set the scoring scale because of them. I don't think so. I think that the games will just like what they're going to do is they're going to run out their inventory of games that they have available to distribute on official tests. Like they have a certain number of new games. They have to invest a lot to test these games out. So via the experimental sections on real students so that they can set the scoring scale. So they're going to just like use what games they have left and they're going to be just like all the games previously. And I don't think the scoring scale changes at all.
Yeah.
Based on who's taking the test.
I have heard this concern from people, though, multiple times. Is it because this is the final countdown for LG? Does that mean all of a sudden a bunch of uber LG geniuses are going to come out of the woodwork and take it all at once?
Well,
no, we have no way of knowing that. Also, I think you could argue that the opposite might be true, or you could speculate right. That the opposite might happen, that a bunch of people who aren't actually ready to take the test.
We have had a conversation on our teacher Slack amongst all the LSAT Demon teachers. We've been talking about this, that like, hey, we've got these, it seems like a wave of students who are like, okay, it's April and June or bust. And those people who are April and June or bust, like I need perfect games because the rest of I struggle with LR or RC or both. Those people, yeah, they're not, you don't need to worry about that as competition because they just, you know, this test is one third games. April is one third games. June is one third games, but it's still two thirds LR and RC. And it's just, yeah, I think, Eric, you're probably right that the competition on these tests, if anything, would be getting worse, not better.
Yeah. The other thing I'll say, Simon, is what does it matter? How does it change what you're going to do to get your best LSAT score? Does it change what score you think you need or what score you're going to aim for? Because in any case, you should be aiming for your best LSAT score. And when that happens and how that happens is independent of what's going on with other people on the test.
Yeah. You have been consistently missing two or more in games. You're starting to get your first perfect sections. That's great, Simon. I think that because you probably don't get very many perfect sections in LR or RC, you should be planning to fire two bullets on the April and June tests. But if you haven't ever taken an official LSAT, you're going to still have 3 bullets after games is over. So I would encourage you to continue, in any case, continue working on your reading comprehension and especially logical reasoning skills, because starting in August of 2024, the test becomes 2/3 logical reasoning. It's really going to be all about LR starting in August. So keep making your improvements there. Keep doing timed sections of games. I think you should expect to see more and more and more of these perfect -0 timed sections of games as April and June approach. Mm-hmm. Anything else you think for Simon?
No, I think that just about says it.
Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.